I was just going to make this first part kind of brief, but I wanted us all just to say who we are. So my name is Slee Stack, and I like to mess with stuff a lot. Anyways, a little incoherent, so bear with me a little bit. I haven't slept for 3 days or something like that. But we do have a project happening on the mezzanine level. It's if you get on stairs or up the escalator, depending upon which way you go. Yeah, we're going to be here all weekend. Basically, go past the security booth, take a right, and we're down there. But come on down and make free phone calls all over the planet and do some other fun things. And we're going to add features literally every day throughout the conference so nobody gets bored with it. Anyhow, my background's basic. I like to mess with things. I started messing with computers in 1980. Done bits and pieces of this, that, and the other in mechanical and optical and hardware, software design. And this is my cool project sidekick thing. So, next.
How you doing? I'm Beav. Me and Slee Stack actually started Telefreak. And what year was it? I don't even remember now.
It's 2003.
And basically, it was kind of never really meant to be a club or anything like that. It just sort of kind of ended up that way. And we all kind of started teaming together on different projects, writing software together, like GIDS, different panels. And I wrote like iWAR and stuff like that. And we, you know, do lots of war dialing and strange stuff. But anyway, so we originally started out as kind of a free voicemail, anonymous voicemail kind of system that, you know, people could use. Being if you're a drug dealer or whatever, who knows who's what people use it for nowadays. But so people could get on there and, you know, set up free voicemail accounts and use it anonymously and not worry about any kind of logging or anything because we don't enable any kind of logging. And then it kind of starts expanding out into conferences, and we started inviting a lot of people to call in from pretty much all over the world so that we could all discuss like projects about Asterisk, any kind of general hacking kind of stuff, phone freaking, whatever that we thought.
Cooking.
Like. Cooking was a big one. So.
Yeah, actually,
wasn't
on the
original inception to be something about robots having sex, if I remember?
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, originally it was going to be pretty much a line that you called where you got some text-to-speech back, and it was kind of like this weird
telephone.
And interesting Easter egg on the Telefreak PBX, if anyone's interested.
Yeah, it's still there, isn't it? Yeah.
You can dial 69 as a hidden Easter egg.
Well, it's not hidden anymore.
No,
it
job.
Really was.
No,
but,
yeah.
Well, that kind of happens occasionally, you know.
Well, not as a shameless plug or anything, but I met Beav through the Death Row Cluster. I don't know if you guys know what that is. Anybody know what that is?
Oh, sweet.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's an awesome thing because actually there aren't that many open VMS systems that you can mess with out there. And by the way, OpenVMS doesn't have any random number generator. I don't know if you knew that. But anyhow, I like messing with it a lot. And Beav runs a place. He owns a place, actually.
Right.
He started that a long time ago.
We pretty much met through that. And then we
got
to bring up telephone stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to fight on the node system.
Right.
Nerd fight.
Yeah. It's a little skirmish, you know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we like to hang out on the telco channel there in the node system, which is essentially a text BBS for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's internal to the OpenVMS cluster there. We used to hang out in telco and talk about this, that, and the other. And we had another friend named Robot who was like, hey, man, this Asterisk thing is pretty cool. You know, this is about 2003 or so. And so we started messing with it. And found
this was when it was really incredibly buggy software.
Brands.
But then it
kind of still is.
That was
but
just about
yeah. That's all right. I love it.
When did that change?
Yeah.
It's always in beta, but that's cool. You know, so is Microsoft Windows. So, yeah. No comparison there. But. Anyhow, we took on Asterisk as just something interesting to look into, and it turned out that it would do all kinds of things that we had always wanted to do as kids that we would have gotten thrown in jail as kids for doing.
Actually, ironically, the only reason I started using it was I couldn't get my my SIP phone to work, and I had a choice between SIP proxy or Asterisk to use it, and I, of course, picked a much more complex one to set up and get working. So
that's generally how you do that. When you
yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's introduce everybody else. I mean, let's go down the line, man.
This would be my turn. For the three people out there who actually listen to Off the Hook, you might recognize me. I'm not Kevin. And And I kind of came into the scene on Telefreak once they started getting their act together and got the conference together. And I was more
when
or less...
When did that happen?
When did we get...
I have no idea.
Yeah, like, when did
and,
you show up? I don't quite recall.
I was kind of brought in as the guy who breaks everything. And especially
yeah.
GID software.
Oh, man.
I can't
bastard.
Name the number of times I was banned from the conference for breaking
yeah,
all the
like,
panels.
At least a dozen times now, I
yeah,
swear.
At least.
Still doesn't have a GID panel.
Yeah, they took away my admin
yeah.
rights.
Yeah, we took away
I
his admin rights, yet he still gets us onto panels at Hope. So, who knows?
Yeah,
actually, Telefreak was launched at Hope in 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of like a combination of things that happened, but essentially we came out here to meet up because we had never met. And I didn't know what Beav even looked like. I didn't know what I looked like either. And so we ended up like meeting up in the lobby and went to the conference and saw a bunch of great stuff, of course. And been coming back ever since. Sorry to see it go. I have heard, though, that technically the hotel pen is going to be around for years.
Forever.
So whatever.
So much for the last hope.
They're in it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the rodent. I go by Ratman or whatever. I always have names like that. Let's see. I've known this guy forever, for a long time. What, 10, 15 years, something like that?
10 years.
10 years. So when they started up these projects, I mean, I'm involved in a bunch of things, amateur radio, support the 2600 RSC network. And so when these guys started up this thing, I always tried to help out wherever I could, whether it was breaking their stuff or offering some equipment or bandwidth or whatever, you know, whatever I can to help them out. So also some of the fun things is I get to kick this guy when he gets out of control. I'm like a moderator. So also sit out there to encourage people to talk and use it and encourage intelligent conversation and then get rid of the non-intelligent conversation. So I help out in some of those respects with Telefreak and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So.
And Jay Falcon, you want to say anything real quick?
Sure.
So we can move on.
I'm Jay Falcon. You know, basically I found Telefreak, what about 2004, 2005. Mostly through the Death Row Cluster, Telefreak. Got involved with the community that it's really become a community in there.
Yeah,
in our IRC channel and places like that. But even more so on the teleconference because you talk. I mean, you can talk to these people. I mean, most people just sit there and they type, and you got Instant Messenger, you have IRC and all that, but you never get to hear the voice.
Yeah, you don't get any depth until you talk to them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, back in the day when I was freaking, you know, when, you know, pre-internet, I guess.
Yeah.
They were, you know, we had two Alliance teleconferences, and we would call 0700 numbers or 1700 numbers all the time, and I was in there with like Vaxbuster and Rogue Agent, all these people, and Telefreak sort of brought some of that back because you know you can develop that community again, and you know really have a good time doing it, and you know so I got more involved with the community, started you know with Sleestack and Beav, you know we both have our interests in older computers, older systems, you know, the VMS system, X25. With Rodent, there's radios, of course, and, you know, he's been around the block a few times, you know. And then, you know, the rest of it just sort of all came together. And, you know, like much like Rodent, I'm sort of a fill-in guy. You know, we all have our strengths and, you know, draw from different backgrounds, but all comes to one. And just like we have Project Telefreak now, you know, just really kind of pulled it out of hat at the last second.
Yeah, one time or another, too, and most of the time, none of us really live anywhere near each other other than these two guys.
Yeah.
But that's,
yeah, and the only means of communication
so.
Was
oh,
like,
that's only in recent times.
Yeah.
I'm good. Hi. Yeah, I'm generally the asshole that tends to kick people off of IRC and off the panel, anybody who tends to be a general nuisance. I'm responsible for writing about 90% of the software that you see on Telefreak, aside from Asterisk itself, which Digium has done an awesome job on. But these guys they came up with a really cool system really early on. I got a chance to be a part of it back in 2003. I had just graduated high school, and I was just kind of playing around with Asterisk, just tinkering with VoIP. Came across 2600Net, just kind of played around with that. And Rodent introduced me to Sleestack and Beav at, actually, I don't think he introduced me to Beav at the following DEF CON, but two DEF CONs later, I met Beav. But I'm from the West Coast, and I generally attend DEF CON. I'm not really New York side. But, yeah, it's been a really interesting ride so far. And
you used to call in very early on and hang out with
Tron. Like, I used to hang on for hours.
We
would
hang out and have a good old time. And we were all
like, I remember,
you listen to Tron endlessly.
Yeah, like I'm one of a few people who are still in the conference world who actually know of Tron. And
fortunately, he's still in jail.
Is that officialized yet? Like, I know that his release date is sometime this month, but if anybody can verify this for me, I'd appreciate it.
Well, you feel like you're in danger or something? Or?
Well, you know, that guy's pretty spooky. You know, I kicked him off of maybe 2 dozen payphones and stuff.
He's used to that, though.
Well, this is why we have the world's only hacker dog.
That's Sid.
He specializes in packet sniffing and intrusion detection. And he does do authentication once you've been packet sniffed.
Nice.
So he takes care of it, you know.
And Rodin sent me a great picture of Sid rack mounted on a 19-inch rack.
He has 19-inch and 23-inch convertible rails. He's pretty versatile. He works on pretty much anything.
So you guys mind if I give a little background on what we're doing right now?
Yeah, go for it. We should go ahead and do that.
Yeah, you can probably explain it better than I can.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, I'll do my best.
Yeah, I can probably do more technical, but you can give the broader stroke.
Right on. Well, let's go back to the original intention of Telefreak in the first place for me.
Robots having sex.
Well, that was, you know, early. But the original intention behind the voicemail system was where it started, was to kind of develop a Swiss bank account for voicemail where we don't know who you are and we don't want to know. And, you know, people have criticized that a little bit here and there, not too heavily, but a little bit. Just being like something that, you know, terrorists might use or whatever. And
well, fear the people that fear your privacy.
Well, the thing is that, you know, terrorists use AT&T's networks all the time, so I don't really see what the point is, you know, whatever you think a terrorist is, you know. So, anyways, the whole idea was anonymity, right? And so anyhow, we're extending that idea here and also one other part of it, which is essentially Telefreak is built out of used and acquired machinery. Beav donates the bandwidth because he's got it, and also the electricity as well, and a lot of expertise, of course. And then we all donate our time and energy and ideas. So this project here at Hope this year is similar, and you know, we tried to work on it here and there before we got here, but essentially we all kind of knew it was going to happen at the last second, because no matter how well you plan something, it just doesn't necessarily go that way, although the effect can be the same.
Right.
So when we got here, we actually started working on it here and there. I waited for the network to come up. And
Several times.
Which is, you know, it's working awesome now. Those guys are dynamite.
Good job.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much for your offer.
Awesome. But, the Knock guys. Yeah.
Knock's awesome.
Hitman.
Yeah. So, anyhow, basically everything that's built here at the conference that you can use at your leisure is made out of garbage. And I mean that. It's
well,
actually
just
used.
Everything I got in Dallas. I mean, that's.
Right. No, so I mean everything on site that we set up here is, you know,
recycled telephones.
It is. It's all recycled.
Recycled phones.
Yeah. It's all used or given to us or just happen upon it or whatever. Even the Ethernet cables, which we had to replace quite a few of. So some of those are new. But anyhow, the whole theory behind it was just to create something fun and useful for the conference. And so I'm hoping that we actually are achieving that in
on
some small part.
Budget,
so.
If you guys think of any features and whatnot, we can always get this guy to code it.
Yeah, give us your ideas. We'll do them. We'll try to do them.
Yeah,
don't point at me.
Yeah, basically, I'm the weirdo who just kind of sits there, takes up your ideas, and kind of makes them work.
And then you ship them back to us, and we break them.
Yeah, and then you break it, and then I bitch and drink more beer and throw beer bottles.
We
at
send you beer, dude.
Well, essentially, it's split up into two separate servers. We have a server here locally, here at the NOC, for services like outbound dialing, international dialing, whatnot. And then we're also kind of starting to integrate some little games and some little funness into it so that, for instance, like we have just at the local server here, if you can just tell the system, just dial something interesting. And you might get a Virgin Airlines mobile phone where, you know, it calls up and says, we're connecting you to the aircraft now. Or, you know, you might get
Eiffel Tower
pay phones. And so we have a whole list and randomly picks out. So even if you don't know, anybody you want to call. Just let the system decide to do it for you.
You will
and
be talking
you might
to someone.
Be find yourself surprised and be like, wow, that's really silly. Or,
well, actually, let me clarify how you dial that right now, too. Because essentially, the way that the features are going to work throughout the conference is you dial 9 if you want a feature, or you just dial out. So you can dial 011 or 1 and your number, and it'll just call whomever you're dialing.
Right, 011 international.
So. Yeah, if anyone dialed the elevator system, we could link that into Asterisk. So you can talk to people in the elevators. You know, people are getting stuck in them, so you will get the chance.
Yeah,
to
don't
talk
we? Yeah, don't we still have a bunch of old elevators from New York?
Elevator relief is cool.
Yeah.
So anyhow, if you guys have any questions, too, feel free to ask them anytime you want, like even now.
Now, this whole system here, like, we literally started putting it together 2 days ago here, right?
Really last night, actually.
Last night, really, yeah. More about maybe 3 o'clock in the morning or so.
Not yet.
Well, technically, we're not an internet service provider, and we're not providing actual pay for service.
Or
so we don't have to live up to any obligations of anybody, as we're classified as a hobbyist service. So, being as that we're just playing around, we're technically in the free and clear for the moment.
And interesting enough, we have caught on. We used to have a lot of different conference numbers, like, you know. We set it up insanely kind of ridiculous, but like people who are interested in electronics, go to this one room. And then we realized, you know, if you're interested in Linux, go to this one room. And it was kind of stupid. So we kind of put it back to just a couple of general conferences. Mm-hmm. And we noticed one day that some people were on the conference. What were they doing very good? or do we
something, something about Western Union credit card numbers?
Yeah, and we quickly took care of that.
Yeah.
But so
basically, we didn't drop their docs. We didn't reveal them to the feds. We didn't do anything stupid like that. What we did, we simply just banned them from our system.
But the point is, like the voicemail thing, actually, we don't know what most of it's used for. And, you know, some of the criticisms that I've heard is like, you know, well, what if drug dealers are using it? I'm kind of like, yeah, and so.
Or citizens, too. They don't get free service.
Yeah.
Drug dealers need a voicemail as well.
Actually, I guess what we're saying essentially is that
voicemail, too.
We can get in trouble for anything these days. I mean, there's really no way to follow all 7.5 million laws across the states and the feds and all that. I'm not really sure if that's humanly possible. I'm sure you could look it up if you spent the rest of your life doing just that or something like that. But we're not breaking the law, man. We're offering a service that's free.
Really?
However you use it is your business. So
yeah, we're not interested in we don't have any logs of any of that. So
yeah,
we don't, and they could do that. Because they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Now, Telefreak itself does not actually log any call detail reports. We do not actually parse our own CDR records on the conference or on the public PBX. Basically, what you can do is you can essentially ban the caller ID number or name of any given person through the blacklist function in Asterisk.
And keep in mind, these guys are complete tools.
Oh, yeah, like,
so
one guy was practicing his rap on the bridge one day.
Oh, yeah, he was doing that. Yeah. He was rapping on the bridge. We listened to it for a little while. It was great. He was terrible. Yeah.
Someone who has an Asterisk server on their side also buys their caller.
Yes. And that has been a trouble of ours in the past, but through network means, for instance, IP tables, we can literally just drop their IP address. So at that point, you just have to re-up your IP address. And for most people, that's more of a pain in the butt to reset your cable modem than to.
They get bored and move along. So
it also takes a little bit of diligence just to keep moderating the conferences, because then when they come back once or twice and there's still someone kicking them out, then they're like,
Also, we found ways of annoying people who annoy us, too. So,
very easy.
You should tell them about the the different ways that we can transfer people.
Yeah, we have a number of different extensions, so we call them, that we can toss people if we don't like them, for instance.
The tool 42 and 6.
46 and 2.
46 and 2.
Yeah, just a stupid song of mine. I have an old RIAA recording of basically somebody prank calling the RIAA.
Banana phone.
There's the banana phone, Rafi's banana phone.
Of course. Now, the one that I always wanted to do was get, like, me, you, and Slee Stack on there and just record a conversation with us so that whenever we transfer them off the conference, they still think they're on the conference.
So if somebody's, and like, sitting there toning the conference for, like, a few hours
straight. We did that.
Yeah.
We actually didn't do a recording, but it was just like the conference, and it was basically based on caller ID.
Right. And basically the idea is that they'll think they're still toning the conference, when in actuality they're like, I'm getting those guys.
In reality, they're just talking to themselves.
They're toning a black room full of nothing. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, we mute people all the time, but
yeah, muting works well.
Tends to be more of a first-time offense. Like if you're just like echoing, for instance, a lot of people call in through VoIP phones for the first time through their computers, and they'll just automatically like just have a speakerphone and a pair of speakers just set up, and oftentimes they just create a nice echo on the conference.
So there's lots of ways that you can get on the system, either via DID or direct by IP address, via IX or SIP. And so a lot of people are experimenting with it. They're like, ooh, voice over IP, and they Google, and eventually they'll find Telefreak. And so we get them on there a lot of times, and so they get like me and Gabe going, shut the fuck up, dude. Don't you know how to do voice? Like,
yeah, but for the most part, it's fairly straightforward to connect to the bridge, literally just through what's called a DID or a direct inward dial. It's essentially just a regular telephone number that connects directly to the box. Another way is through the gateway, which is essentially a third-party service provider, whom we then have like an extra extension or number off of their box. Another way is internationally, once again through DIDs or gateways, and the fourth and final way is through directly into the box over VoIP itself. We currently support both SIP and IAX clients, and it's pretty nifty.
Anyway, well, the
go on.
So we have a local server here that we're doing stuff, and we plan to set up some games and stuff like that. And we have a server hosted externally because we weren't 100% sure on how well the bandwidth was going to work here.
And we knew it'd be shitty.
Actually, it's working amazing. It's been working great. So.
I don't know how much throughput you're getting out of it.
Oh, you mean on your box?
No, on the box.
That's crap. Yeah. But I mean, so we have an external box so we can have people around the world dial into, and you know, either talk in the conference, either talk to people on the phones downstairs. We've set it up so that people can around the world dial in and just ring our phones, and people kind of get confused and pick it up, and then they're talking to some jerk in Australia or New Zealand or something like that. So,
are you in Ken?
Ken Page.
Yeah, I do mean Ken.
He's a permanent resident of the conference.
And that's pretty much how it works between the setup. And we're adding in more features. We're a little bit behind and very, very tired.
Coffee and beer.
Yeah, has been pretty much our diet.
Well, they can bring it. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Funnest thing for me so far is the ATAs that we're using actually allow us to use pulse-style telephones without any extra stuff going on.
They do that. They convert the pulse to the DTMF.
Needed. Yeah.
Or
did you ever figure out how to do star and pound?
No. Does anybody know how to use a pulse-style phone dial phone to dial star or pound? Anybody know?
I thought it was or 1-1 real quick, but
it's 1-1.
Is it 1-1?
I tried that. Yeah, I'm gonna try it again. It's totally possible. Yeah.
Right. Right. Huh. Oh, did you try to just do 9 and then try to dial a phone number after you dialed 9? Right. What was 1?
One is the something interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, here and there throughout the day today, we've been kind of troubleshooting things and kind of, you know, you might have picked up a phone that was being worked on, or you know.
Yeah, I was redoing all those cables. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, a lot of the Ethernet cables we had to work with weren't very cool. So
once again, like, we only started really putting together the IVR yesterday. So most everything that you're seeing on there is the result of the last 24 hours.
Well, it's on the fly and for what we need. I mean, we're building the features for what people are asking for.
Yeah, it's entirely the result of our last-minute procrastinations.
Well, if you guys have any of your own phones, too, feel free to come up. And we got a couple extra ATAs, and we'll even unplug something that's already there. And you can try it out and mess around and stuff. Or if you have a feature set or anything like that, you know.
If you make an international call from here, do they get charged for
nothing? Nothing. It's all free.
They would only be charged for if their service provider would charge them for an inbound call.
Okay.
Basically, we're not collecting any rates on these, and we're actually paying out of pocket for this service. Actually, B, approximately how much money have we spent today?
Today, I looked at it. We have spent, I think it's about $6.50.
Yeah, you guys need to make more calls.
Yeah, no, we need a lot more calls.
$100 or something?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Call. Someone international, go call them.
Yeah.
With our cheap American dollar.
No doubt. No, like, literally, like, the bandwidth is graciously donated from Veev and his work.
Oh, and actually Rodent, too.
And Rodent. And,
yeah, the box for Telefreak, we got that from a co-location in Dallas, and that's through Teal Networks.
Yeah. Now, the DIDs are actually oftentimes free for us as inbound providers, as CLECs tend to make money off of long-distance charges to those DIDs. So we actually don't pay a cent for it. In exchange, your regular phone company is already making the rates just through normal service.
Yeah, we're gonna pull up some inbound tomorrow, big time. Sure.
And they just offer just a DID that goes via SIP or IAX to wherever you point it. So we point it to the Telefreak asterisk box.
And literally all that does, it just takes a regular phone number and sends it into a VoIP protocol. And we just pick it up wherever we have our asterisk box hosted.
And we're also using SIP Broker, which gives us a lot of international inbound, like all over the world. If you're sitting in Argentina, you can dial in and whatnot.
As a local.
Yeah.
We signed up for their service.
Terminate their calls.
No, the companies they make money off the inbound termination, either via tariffs or via long distance termination. So we get the DID for free inbound.
For instance,
we don't make any outbound calls with it, and so the CLEC that offers the DID, they make like chump change off of it by giving us free inbound.
So if I wanted to pick up the phone,
you could pick up one DID and point it to wherever you wanted via SIP or IAX and do just that.
Yeah, you can literally get a free VoIP telephone number just by signing up for
free
a
inbound
service. Like,
one of them is called IP call.
IP call, SIP broker, IX tell.
If you take a look at the webpage that I have displayed right now, it's our DID access page. And on that page, we actually say who our provider for each one of these DIDs is. SIP number is just one that I recently found. There's Stanifone, there's IP call.
I don't think Stanifone's accepting new...
Stanifone
number tonight.
Did they set it back up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one we have a telephone number specifically for the conference so that it makes the phones ring, give it out to your friends, say, hey, I'm standing next to the phone, boom. Or whatever, give it to a pizza delivery guy. Put on the street.
It's nice for anonymizing yourself, for instance. You know, if you don't want to give out your cell phone number to HOPE attendees, it's probably a good idea to just forward it all through your asterisk box through one of these free DIDs.
Mm-hmm.
Just to jump in for a second, since you all know how we can abuse our callers and all of our problems we've been having, we've kind of jumped over one of the most important aspects of the actual project, and that is the conference itself. In essence, it really brings back the old school free community, and a perfect example of that is in China when the Great Firewall went up. We had callers coming from all over China calling into the conference and talking to us about things that were not being reported in the major media outlets. We were the first to know, because people found their way around the firewall to call our conference. you know, being there on the system. And that, in essence, is really what Project Telefreak is about.
I think that Telefreak kind of embodies a libertarian idea of being able to have free speech no matter where you are in the world. So despite being in America, being in a foreign country, so long as you have internet access or telephone access, you can share your opinion or hear the opinions of others. I think that is a really important thing that a lot of people tend to overlook in Telefreak.
We want everyone to be able to use it. We want it to be free. And we're not interested in our politics on anywhere else.
That's what it's all about, you know, just having a bunch of guys just sitting around drinking beers all night on the conference, just it can be pretty fun. Like, I've come up with some really creative stuff just by sitting around talking with Sleestack on the phone. Yeah,
beer makes me smarter, man. It's weird.
Well, it,
I don't know. It's like a vitamin or something.
It helps slow down the brain a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Focus.
Yeah. Any other questions at all?
We used to.
Yeah, actually, no, we used to.
Yeah, we used to have
no, that one. I had to kill that one when we moved that office.
Well, then I'll get some up.
Yeah, okay.
We used to have some up, but, you know, through maintenance and just the changes of topology and time, you know, I thought we had some up, but
yeah,
it's possible we can do that and do, like, free inbound on it, but. Well, why not? You know, it's just, you know, use that type of equipment. You know, not a lot of people are doing it anymore, and so you have it. Like, we got the junk laying around. It's like, hey, I got a DID with a phone line. Hey, I'll plug it in.
Telefreak! Yeah, actually, there's one other service out there, too, that's loosely connected with Free World Dial-Up that's, I was trying to remember the name of it. I know what it does, but FWD out. That's the name of it.
I think they shut that down.
Yeah. No, it's still around, man.
I think they changed names, didn't they?
I was just there the other day. So, anyhow, that service. If you have a free line, you can share it using asterisk, and essentially accrue credits over a period of time. And for, like, I think it's for every call that passes through your line. You get 10 credits, and you can dial anywhere that their dial plan will work in, and that's everywhere. It's a large list.
Sort of like torrent for telephone calls.
Yeah. Plus, it's really fun. It's really fun to back spoof people too on that, because actually, that was the first thing I did with it, was call out and then to my own cell phone, of course, and see who I was using, where the line was and stuff. So I called them up. I was like, wow, dude, you like asterisks. That's kind of cool, man. You're, like, pretty close to me and stuff. And he was like, yeah, I love it, man, but I can't get a job doing it. So what are you guys doing? Yeah. You know, it was cool. So.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of work out there for VoIP these days.
Yeah, it's kind of saturated, but it's fun.
Mostly in India.
Good hobby.
That's Ken's page.
Okay.
I think I know what he's talking
Cam
about.
Cam Project.
My question would be, what are those? And then my second question would be, I know you're really into radio. Have you incorporated your radio stuff into trying to connect into those?
All right. Well, the first question, Gid a while ago wrote a project all freehand with PHP and just, his Gidness, called camproject.net. And it lets people just set up a cam, and it uploads via FTP and just for, Cam, and it's easy, whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a picture up there, and Ken, one of our permanent residents, is on the conference from
Australia.
Ken's brilliant, by the way.
Is it the bottom one right there?
Yeah, he's down here at the bottom. He's the only guy who just doesn't update his picture at all.
Okay, I think I know what it is, and there's some modules that come with Asterisk that you compile all the add-ons and stuff like that, and it's an Asterisk to radio interface, kind of like IRLP.net for ham radio, as well as, there's a couple of them, Echolink, that one's bad, don't use it, but there's also stuff for Asterisk to merge radio and Asterisk, and it's a nice way to do it, but no one's really capitalized on it. Probably because it's poorly documented and the hardware isn't easy to put together. So, ham operators, and they may be smart, but they still gotta,
stuff.
Ken is really do-it-yourself, too, and he likes to do things his own way. And I met him a long time ago, and it took forever, but I finally sent him a card so he could try some stuff or whatever. And it's just a TDM card with two ports,
And then he buys these.
What's that?
And then he buys Dave.
Yeah.
So, and then your second question was if I've done any of that stuff. I've looked at it a lot and been kind of waiting for it to develop and mature a little bit more. I've done a lot of radio to voice over IP interfaces with IRLP, but I haven't done it with Asterisk. I'd really like to because the functionality is, like, endless. It's pretty awesome. No, it's two-way with IRLP. Yeah, and so, like, you can either do it from, like, Asterisk to Asterisk or from phone to radio or radio to radio with Asterisk in the middle. I mean, the possibilities are endless with it. So I haven't done it yet, but I've been looking for the code base to develop a little bit more and get a little more documentation out of it.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time to really fuck with it. But
now, the thing about Asterisk is that it's a very malleable piece of software that's out there.
Yeah, if you have the time, you can pretty much really...
You can literally do anything by interfacing a telephone to a computer, basically.
Yeah, you can even wipe out a server with it. It's awesome.
I mean, I've met people who have built animatronic robots that interface through Asterisk. I've met people who have built little options to, like, turn off and on lights in their home just by calling their home phone number.
Yeah, we used to have some stuff, maybe some of it's still up, but like scanners plugged into you. You can call anywhere from Telefreak.
Yeah, like you can listen to the radio scanners right off of Telefreak itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to say something?
Hey, actually, you even listen to WBAI.
Yeah, we even have live radio streams right through Asterisk off of our main PBX.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it actually gives you a direct interface to spot any language on the system that you're using as well. Through the AGI or actually straight through system calls and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, either the AGI interface or through the manager interface. You're able to literally control Asterisk or have Asterisk control something for you, which is pretty cool. And the beautiful thing about Asterisk, you know, it's all open source. I mean, we've been free to modify it, fuck with it as much as we like, and just put it out there. We do put our source code up on telefreak.org/code if anybody ever wants to check it out. That's what this page looks like here. It's fairly straightforward. Literally, whenever we write some little stupid script or modify another script, we literally just throw that piece of code up there on Telefreak. At the moment, I'm actually working on a couple of little panels, which I'll probably be publishing right after Hope this year. Basically, real straightforward. It just allows you to see all active channels on a current PBX. Like, for instance, this guy here from the 270 is called into our box, wherever he is. But we're able to see that this guy's coming in through Kentucky, and we can find out all the information on his service provider and all that stuff without really needing to do anything funky.
Like, one thing is... like, when we're using just the normal Telefreak system, we don't give out anyone's caller ID or anything like that. You know, there's only a few people who have access to the administrator functions of this, and that's, like, me, Beav, and Gid, and Zach.
Yeah. Right, and keep in mind, we don't actually keep it logged. It's just
not logged
currently
on the fly.
That current session. Mm-hmm. So whenever you're connected up, as soon as you hang up, I mean, it's like getting dumped.
Really, the only information that's ever logged is who's in the blacklist file.
Right.
And in reality, like, if they're in that file and the feds come to bust us down, I prefer them to get busted too. So, you know, they're in there for a point.
So a couple things that we do work on together is me and Gitter on the Usual Suspects radio. We do a small little radio show every Friday. And, you know, we talk about sports for an hour. We're not big on sports, but our other co-hosts are. And then we talk about technology and security and politics for the latter half of the hour. And so a lot of people listen to it via the archive, but we're also broadcast live on the Internet easily with Shoutcast. And then Saturday morning we're out on the AM bands. So that's a project me and Gid work on. KLAV 11. Yeah, we don't listen to it on the AM.
KLAV 12:30 AM.
So we work on that project together, and so we always troll people and talk about whatever's on our mind on the AM.
Yeah, whenever we're bored and just feeling like shooting the breeze, I mean, we show up every Friday at a
open mic night. Anyone's welcome to call in or come troll us on the radio as well.
Yeah.
So, and it goes both ways. The other thing that we work together on is Beav and I host the IRC network for 2600. Mm-hmm. So
loads of laughs.
Yeah. Loads of laughs and fun. Yeah. And but that's all about community and just making it work. I mean, all of us work on that together to keep our channels chatting and make it user-friendly, I guess.
Yeah, just try and keep out the bots. That's pretty much it.
And then I think think me and Jay Falcon, we do. Actually, I read a piece of software called iWar, and I've gotten really interested in calling remote or calling other countries repeatedly a lot. And we do.
They want to be called. They really do.
Well, yeah, we would say Iran
loves getting
4 o'clock
right.
Just talking about X-25.
Yeah, like, hey, do you remember telling that man?
Yeah.
Like earlier today, I was sitting in the booth up in Telefreak, and Jay Falcon over here had his laptop war dialing China.
Well,
you know, like, what the hell, man?
Hey, they need to get
that firewall there. Yeah. Well, you know, it's tit for tat. So. Yeah, but Beav wrote a really awesome piece of software called iWar, which I'm happy that we're actually posting and hosting that source code on Telefreak.
Yeah, and actually,
he's chosen to associate it with Telefreak is really awesome.
I found a great document from the Department of Homeland Security just recently, and it was an article from their, was it cybersecurity, whatever it was. It was about securing modems, and they said one of the top utilities. The first one they mentioned was iWar. I was like, yes, that's awesome.
Put that on your resume, maybe.
Oh, it's totally going to be on there.
And it's free, right?
Yeah. Homeland Security Bulletin, August 2007.
As you can tell, we're kind of a versatile group of developers. I mean, talking about Asterisk, we're talking about tons of different phone-related programs. We more or less have a very short attention span, so as you can tell, we're all seem to be working on different projects at the same time, but at the same, you know, collaborating on the conference itself to bring it all together in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this entire conference, everything that you're going to experience in the Telefreak booth will literally have been made up on the fly. Like almost none of this stuff was pre-planned. Like we literally showed up the day before and said, "Hey, let's just start putting it all together."
We literally got on the
conference. The only pre-planning was like, okay, yeah, we're going to be buying this equipment.
I think you planned enough to crack.
No, I think that we like bought a like few hundred T-shirts or something like that.
We have some T-shirts, so if you want to be all telephonic with us, you can buy those. We're not making money on those. We're actually going in the hole on those. So just buy
them. And there were some shot glasses way back when, but I think those are going to be kind of a collector's item for the elite few of Telefreak.
Yeah, we're looking for ideas for contesting, too, because tomorrow we're going to focus a bit on inbound and contesting.
Yeah, this is entirely based off of ideas. Like, it's all last-minute changes.
Yeah, we're going to give points for the most amount of contacts made versus how long the contacts were and that sort of thing.
Maybe the longest call, or not like time, but like
distance. I think the DTMF thing's a better idea.
Yeah, that would be like random digits generated over, you know, an
DTMF
interval.
DTMF and here identify them and...
Yeah.
Right. That's the
whole idea. Yeah, can anyone read DTMF by ear?
I can, for the most part.
We'll have a contest for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're ready to drink when you're done.
And how many?
You know, when you use something long enough, you kind of get used to the sound of it, I suppose. You know,
that's a cool sound of it.
Yeah, you can kind of pick up DTMF if you really listen for it.
Kind of.
Telefreak Simon says, yeah.
There you go.
Is there anything we could learn by looking at your extensions.com or
your sys.com? No, that would be kind of private.
I think Beav has like a weird AGI going down right now.
But sure, we're always willing to share any of the knowledge or any of the experience that we have, and that's what we do.
Yeah, like most of that stuff, you'll probably actually, more than likely, you'll probably see like the source code of everything that we've done here, like any software that we've written just for the HOPE project so far, anything like that, we'll probably be posting pretty soon.
And the reason why I say that is because just by the nature of the configs of Asterisk and the way that it's set up,
right,
a
have
lot
like
of information in there that's confidential. But
but
the special,
you know, if there's like an exploit for one of my panels, I don't exactly want to release it during the middle of the conference when everybody is using it. So, I mean, it's probably a good idea to hold off on that until after. Yeah, it always helps to look at a clean extensions file without any of the original comment code in it.
Yeah, plus, you know, we'll talk about it all day, man. You can come upstairs and talk about phones.
I'll bitch about
all that
all
day as you want.
That's what we have. We've got our own bridge. Anyone can call us, and we'll just talk with you. So, but we keep this, though, in mind. We've had, like, a bajillion people call us who, like, just set up Asterix. And so not like we're like, RTFM, motherfucker. But the simple stuff, we'll be like, hey, just go look at that. And
like we're always interested in helping out as best we can, but only to an extent where it doesn't involve too much time.
Yeah, like Ken, I mean, he has a lot of great ideas and he's very innovative and whatnot, but a lot of times if he's new to something, he'll just try to get you to do it for him.
Yeah.
And we don't play that game very well.
Yeah, we don't like to play that game. Call me the clown, don't play that.
Yeah, Ken's going to hate her guts after this.
He's never going to
He's actually, like, updating one of his cameras now on Cam Project, it appears.
Yeah, I was thinking about updating my cam while I was up here.
Yeah.
But
by the way, camproject.net is just, like, a little thing I've just been tinkering with building for a while now. And
it's kind of just yet another project.
I don't already have, like, 12 dozen of them already.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment actually on the software that you're displaying there too, the management panel.
Yeah, like,
what you call it.
I haven't even shown you guys this yet, have I?
The new one, right?
Yeah.
That is not publicly accessible in any way, shape, or form, just so everyone knows.
Actually, this one will be soon.
I'm talking about in use.
But currently, this kind of item, actually, the specific one that I'm displaying now, is actually a heavily, heavily stripped-down copy of one that I had been working on for a while. Basically, you'll see that I'm actually hiding the actual extension of every telephone number in this display. This is just so that some people have privacy who have called into our system. But I will be publishing the original source code to this.
But it is for administration is what I was stressing.
It is for administration and basically anybody to be able to look through their logs. But, yes, only administrators should have access to something of this good of statistics.
Yeah, you want to lock that down nice and tight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're really big about that. We don't want to give up anyone's privacy or their phone numbers. And even the assholes that call in who are trolling us on the conference and just, you know, screwing off or whatnot, we're not interested in dropping their DID or their caller ID or whatnot. We'll ban them, we'll block them, we'll talk
about only if they're real assholes, we might drop their...
Freedom of speech
like,
is big, you know? It's big for us. It's big for me.
Well,
and maybe
the
CLA will drop all their docs.
Freedom of speech and privacy.
No! Just kidding.
Yeah, I think that privacy
never
should count just as much as freedom.
In the back.
Have you guys played with any of the,
I have not.
I haven't either.
I've tinkered with some of the stuff that's involved in SIP, but that's been about it.
Jay
Falcon. That goes back to like the.
I mean, I played a little. I've been trying to piece it all together. The last few months.
Yeah.
It's,
no, you guys
it's
are giving
really
panel tomorrow, right?
That's the thing. It's like the Asterix is a great software platform, but there's a lot of things that are still definitely work in progress.
Yeah,
so
like that.
Some of those other protocols and codecs for the Cisco stuff is not complete, like the skinny, the MCGP and all that. It's not really usable. It's insecure, and it's the feature set's not there. It's
Asterisk
really
is constantly changing, too.
Yeah.
Like 24/7, like every time you look around, Asterisk has changed. But they're signaling us to stop here, so we better finish up.
I was talking to Sleestack about this earlier, but, I mean, it's not as bad nowadays, but I remember literally having a bug issue with Asterisk and then, you know, saying, well, I'll just pull down the latest, you know, subversion, you know, head or CVS, thank you. And then pulling that down and be like, oh, crap, that totally fixed that bug. Oh, wait, now there's two fucking more bugs to deal with.
And
dealing with that all the time. And, I still see even that occasionally.
And
it's like a game of chess, man.
Yeah. I've done a lot of commercial installations for Asterix, you know, taking out old Nortel systems and replacing them with Asterix Voice over IP systems. And I've had difficulties with their code, even their release stuff, where there's a little bug and I have to work with Digium. And their open source people and their commercial people to get them to fix stuff. Because their software's great, but there's still a lot of flaws that they have to work out in commercial environments or to be extra stable and compatible. And,
Yeah, they're There are other open source PBX platforms that are out there, like Trixbox and
others. Well, Trixbox is based off Asterisk, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not really fond of any of the other ones.
But
the ones I've been able to use commercially and successfully just fooling around privately in experimentation is Asterisk.
Yeah.
The support's there, and it's constantly changing to get fixed and better.
Yeah, from anybody who can code from their standpoint, it is the most malleable PBX that I've ever seen personally.
And there's a ton of support for it there.
Oh yeah.
There's us on irc.2600.net, and then there's pound asterisk on Freenode, and thanks.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people chatting about it, talking about it, and are willing to participate and give support for it. And then you can also get commercial support for Asterisk as well. So not to plug those guys. They don't need any money.
We're actually VIP-info.org also.
Yeah.
It's been around for a really long time.
My number one resource for any problem with Asterisk has been...
There's a lot of great config examples and lists of providers in terms of DIDs and ATAs and equipment and outbound trunks, all that stuff. So... It is. It's true. Although sometimes it comes back around, too, though, because a lot of times things, it seems like to me, like fall off. And then you go back there, like we were just talking about that earlier with something, like all of a sudden it's back. You know, it's weird. But, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. It does get outdated. And it is kind of like, you know, it's a wiki, basically. So it's kind of community generated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff still. Like, and some of the old stuff actually kind of leads you to maybe solve a newer problem even, you know. Anything else? Anybody want to ask?
What's that? Which one of us does the VMS stuff? Right here. Yeah.
That'll be that weirdo on the end.
Yeah, and I also do. Me and Jay. Well, we all do weird shit. Just kidding.
We do.
We do the VMS stuff, and me and Jay Falking are giving a talk tomorrow. It's going to have a lot to do with X25 networks and using VoIP and connecting and using modems, and it's going to be, I think.
Yeah, are you going to be showing off IWAR tomorrow by chance?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
90% of it, maybe, thereabouts?
Just briefly.
Just leave it war dialing the whole talk.
I think, yeah, we'll just have it on the screen. Just, you know,
go.
What do you think?
China, Iran.
I think that's a bad
cool
idea.
Cool stuff from Iran.
No, actually, we weren't getting any
we did
good stuff from
Iran.
Oh, you're pulling all the
unless
stuff
you call
from
it
Iran.
Fax machine,
oh, man.
Cool stuff.
I'm sure I could fax some fun stuff to Iran.
Yes, that is correct. Hacking international networks through VoIP.
Yeah, and it's always fun to listen to you guys chat about it and talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much between us, me and Jay Falcon, like when we sit around and we're talking about, hey, man, what's a DNIC for, INET in India and everybody else is around us were like such dorks. They're like, what the hell are you guys talking about? I'm like, God, I gotta try.
Yeah,
this.
If there's anything
we'll
that you're gonna
tomorrow,
take from South Africa if you ever join the conference, is that there's generally some interesting conversation going on, even if not everybody is talking. You can generally get a couple of really weird people on there talking about some really interesting stuff.
Always.
Tom.
Shoot.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Well, if you're trying to like brute force, say, a pin to get to dial out or whatnot, typically what people do, and I think Jay Falcon, you can back me up on this, is you'll set up IWAR to just call the same phone number and repeatedly try pins and then try to dial out and get a carrier on the other side so that you'd have a way of knowing that the pin was correct or not.
Basically, what you would have to do in IWAR would be to like set up IAX2, so you can listen through your headset, your iPhone or whatever.
Well, actually, I was thinking about through a modem that way.
Well, through,
but now a
the
voicemail
problem is the response. That's the thing.
Of course, you'd run IWAR as many instances as you want. I mean, there. But yeah, that shouldn't be a problem to do. I mean,
no. But
it's not threaded to speak that you could just start up one instance of IWAR and have it spawn off 4,000 processes trying to do it. So you would have to, you know, go in the background and just make, I don't know, a script file to just go through and do it for you.
Yeah, also, you guys can bug us on these questions tomorrow. Like, we're going to be here all week, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, you can get us on 2600.net, the IRC mm-hmm. network, or just call into the bridge.
Yeah,
or just pound
Telefreak on irc.2600.net.
Yeah.
Head up telefreak.org if you just want to get in contact with us. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, get your free phone calls while you can get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
free
plenty of money
calls,
in there for
voicemail.
Now, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
If you pay for it, yes. You're going to sit at the table.
Nice.
Make pretty towns.
All right.
Thank you. Well, it kind of looks like we might be done. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you.